Thank you. और
ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। भाषाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल मै Hardly millions and millions of Dandot Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishtum Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtum Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। व्हेन ब्रजलीला फिनिश्ड After that Mathura Leela, Krishna killed Kansa and his associates and then he came to Dwarkapuri and from there was a Mahabattle, very great battle, world war between Kaurava and Pandavas. Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Dushasana and Duryodhana all finished. Pandava party also finished. Only Krishna, five Pandavas. No one else. And in Pandava side, three more. After this, Brahma came to Krishna with Shankar, with all the demigods, with Sanat Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, all. And they came to see Krishna in Dwarkapuri. And they After taking darshan, they thought, our life is successful now by taking the darshan of Krishna. So they began to do stav and stuti, glories of Krishna. When finished, then again Brahma told, Prabhu, you are Lord of Lord. You are all powerful. You are independent, but whole world, all are dependent. At first we prayed you to take the burden of earth. And that is now finished. Being in Vrindavan, Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Trinavat, Saktasur, Vyamasur, oh, so many. Keshi, Sankhachur, all were finished. In Mathura, you finished, you killed Kans, all his associates. And in Dwarkapuri, from there, Shishupal, Dantapakra, Kaljavan, and so many finished. And in the end, you finished through Bhim and Arjun, all the demon kings of both sides. Now, burden is taken. We pray that you should return back to your dham, Vrindavan dham. Please, at the time of coming, you should give your darshan in my Brahmaloka. Krishna told, oh, I know, I remember all these things. Everything is finished, but something is remaining. All the Jadvansis, set by my arm, they are very, very powerful. Even demigods cannot do anything. So after me, they can do something wrong. So, very soon I will finish the finishing of Jadvans dynasty has begun, and very soon I will come. And then Krishna inspired something. Narada Rishi, Kapil, Gautam, Durvasa, so many races, they came to Dwarka, took darshan of Krishna and satisfied. And they went to Prabhastirtha on ocean, where Somnath temple is there, and began to tell glories of Krishna. In the meantime, the princess of Jadubansi, Sam, and all Rajkumar, princess, all princess, they came to the rishis. Sambhava, son of Krishna, very beautiful. So they decorated him like a very young lady and put some cloths and India for tawa for
frying pan to make chapati.
For chapati. Water. That is iron. Put on them that it seems that she is
pregnant.
They went to Rishis. cheat them. That all receive mercies. You know past, present and future. Please tell, this lady is very shy. So, son will come or daughter will come. Again and again they were telling. Then Durvasa was there. He became very furious. Oh, you have come all to cheat me and all the rishis as if they don't know anything. Oh, no son, no daughter. She will give a birth of a musal. Musal, you know, wooden and in the end iron. In India is still going on for paddy or
husking the grain.
Grain. Oh, they became fear. At once they went far away from there and they opened and saw, oh really, a musal was there. And they at once went to Ugrasen Maharaj, not to Krishna. Ugrasen, who was the king of that dynasty, and told all these things. Oh, then Ugrasen told, oh, you have done so much wrong thing. Why you went to Rishi to Upahas?
Joke with them.
To joke with them? Now our dynasty will be finished. Because the Rishi has told, oh, this by this musal, your dynasty will be finished. So, they gave that musal to him and he burnt that wooden part and iron part he made dust like.
Binding like powder.
Dust. But he still
little bit was remained.
Some iron part, three
angles
remained. Was left. It could not be crushed. Dust. And then he ordered anyone, take it all these things, the
dust
of musal and also iron dust and that
piece.
Left iron and give it to Ocean. They gave it to Ocean, but Ocean didn't want to take anything. By his webs all came to show. And very soon they became grosses, very
sharp
lips and very hard. And one fish took that remnant of that iron. But she was caught by any fisherman and then he saw that in the stomach of that fish is that. He took it. He ate the meat and fish and took it and put it on the arrow of on the top of arrow like that. Now in Dwarkapuri, so much auspicious things were going on. Without any cloud, blood coming from clouds. Elephants, dogs, they began to weep. Dogs especially began to weep. Oh, so many things. Then Krishna told, oh, we are seeing so auspicious. He called all the Jalvansis and told, just now, we we should give up this place and we should go to Prabhastitha, very auspicious. And there we should do fire sacrifice. And then we should feed Brahmins so that all our suffering should go away. All became happy to hear this. And only some old persons were kept there and all went there. They did such a sacrifice. In the meantime, Krishna was sitting there. Uddhava searching Krishna, where is Krishna? And he went to Krishna and told, O Krishna, you are my Swami, Prabhu, you are Lord of Lords, you have created this world. I think I'm seeing the symptom. I'm thinking that now you will give up this world and you will go to your dham. So I also want to come with you. Krishna told, yes, I want to go very soon. In 7 days, ocean will come and everything Dwarka will sink and no trace. So, all the old persons, those who are here, they should go with Arjun to Hastinapur. And very soon I will give up this world. Uddhava became very sad and began to weep and told, I cannot be without you. From boyhood I am serving you. Without you, how can I? Then Krishna told that you are my servant also. You must be here after me. You should sing my glory to whole world. And thus they will hear and very easily they will be liberated. So you must live here after me. Then Uddhava told, how can I live? Please instruct me how I can live here. So Krishna began to give some instruction to Uddhava. That is called Uddhava Sambad. Uddhava Sambad. Any kirtan, you. Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanam. करते हैं। दामोदर प्रिया कम एंड स्पीक समथिंग अबाउट भक्ति।
Before I begin speaking, I would like to offer my heartfelt dhanyavad pranam to Gurudev and to all the devotees here. I feel very fortunate to be able to be here and to take your association. We know from what Gurudev has told us and from what we can read in Shastra that bhakti has five stages for development. The first two of those stages, we have an ultimate opportunity, a rare opportunity to engage in. We know the first two stages of those processes are hearing and remembering. And here we are, sitting in the room at the Maha Bhagavat, having an opportunity to hear and remember. And I know because I sit in the audience and I have a mature body too that sometimes I get uncomfortable or I don't think I can listen anymore, I'm getting a bit stiff. But this is just a body and we have to fight this because only by hearing from a pure Vaishnava such as Gurudev can we make any process. And if without hearing, then we have nothing to remember. And we have to remember in the right mood. So by engaging our sensing of hearing, we can take this on board and we can try to remember this in our daily lives. This is an appropriate evidence for us to proceed in our life. In any aspect of life, if someone tries to talk you into doing something, you say, well, what is your reason? What is your evidence? Sometimes I work in law, so sometimes you ask the judge, oh judge, can you do this? You know, we need to delay the trial a little, and the judge will say, why? And you have to present evidence. So your mind is a little bit like this. I think we've heard this analogy before. So you have to give your mind evidence. And we know from Jivadharma, a book that Gurudev published in English so that we can read it. And actually, he told me and many other girls we should read it 100 times. I haven't done that yet, but we can all try. And in Jivadharma, we know that one source of evidence, Pramana, I think is the word for evidence. We know that a source of evidence is the Vedas. And because we are only at a beginning stage in our spiritual life, we can't necessarily interpret the Vedas ourselves. Therefore, we need to do it under the appropriate guidance. And the appropriate guidance is Guru, Vedas incarnate, Nityananda incarnate. And so this is our appropriate form of evidence to convince the judge of our mind, should I go here, should I go there, or should I try and focus my energies on my spiritual life? So I cannot speak from experience through day because I'm still struggling very much, but I know I speak on behalf of everybody and we're very glad to have you here, and I hope that you may make our hearts soft, but our minds very strong, and that we may follow you properly. And I'm sure everyone would rather hear from Gurudev than me, so I'm going to finish up.
Sukadeva Goswami is telling that once Govinda Bhuja Goptaya Ekadasya Skandam, second adhyaya, chapter, second chapter. That Maharaj Vasudev in Dwarka began to do fire sacrifice. So many Rithik, Brahmins and all were there. Swaha, swaha, swaha was going on. In the meantime, they saw in the sky a very big light coming down. And light coming towards them gradually. And when come, that light came to near, oh, they said that, oh, Devarshi Naradi is coming. Vasudeva Maharaj told, stop the fire sacrifice. No need. The fruit of
fire sacrifice
himself has come. Now we are very lucky. In a one moment of association of a high class Vaishnava, will liberate from this world and it may give Krishna. And Krishna prays, so no need of doing. And then, what the feet of Naradrishi took his water on head and everywhere, and then Naradrishi went, sat very easily, then folded his hand. O Prabhu, we are grihastha.
Householder.
We are householder. Always thinking in Bishar, thinking of Bishar, of children's wealth, other things, things. So, I think you have come only to liberate us from this world. So please tell that how our हम लोगों का नित्य कल्याण होगा.
Eternal benefit for us. What is the benefit? Eternal benefit for us.
How our eternal
benefit will be achieved?
Welfare we will done. Then Narad Rishi became very happy. Oh, you know, there are no Yogendra. They never died. From beginning, they are out of Varnashram Dharma, Paramahansa. And they know all kinds of Tattva. And they are Param Bhagavat. They came to Nemi Maharaj. Nemi Maharaj also very tattvajna, very, he knew all tattva. He also asked that question. Oh, you Yogeshwar, tell me, Bhagavat Dharma, what is Bhagavat Dharma? I have heard Bhagavat Dharma, only name, but I want to know. I have heard that by Bhagavat Dharma, anyone can be liberated very soon and Krishna Prem will come. Please tell me. Then one of the Naujogendra, his name was Kavi, he began to answer. Oh, Valli, same thing repeated, Savai Kunsang, Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Rato Khaje. The bhakti of Supreme Lord Bhagavan, by this, all kinds of kalyan, welfare, worldly and transcendental, very easily it will come. Bhagavat Dharma told by Bhagavan himself. Himself by Krishna has told. Those who will follow this dharma, Bhagavat Dharma told by Krishna, if closing their eyes, they will run on this path, Bhagavat Dharma path, they cannot fall down. What means? If they are following this Bhagavat Dharma, Vaidhi Bhakti, and after that Raganuga, in Raganuga, the devotees, when they come in Bhavmal, oh, they don't do archan. Also that don't meditate Dwarka queens. They don't take coups and other things. Only all activities, only they do for Krishna, to please for Krishna. If they gallop, they don't do archan or dhyan of Rukmini Shaktivama. If running very fast, mani bhav bhakti, radha nuga, they don't
deviate from the
deficit from that path. Bhayam-diste-dhar-dvitya-dhavi-nivi-satasya. Isha-tapetasya-vipajyo-smriti. Oh, you. Define this.
Chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Srila Gurudev is now introducing this topic of the Navayogendras, the nine perfect yogis who were pure devotees of Krishna when they came to visit Sri Maharaj Nini. And as Gurudev explained, when they came to visit to the palace of the great king Nini, oh, they came there to benedict him. And he very humbly received them because he was a bhakta. He wanted to understand what is the actual path of perfection that all persons can follow in this world and very easily to attain perfection of their eternal soul, their eternal well-being. So Srila Gurudev has also explained that when Kali Rishi, one of the Navayogendras, began to answer Maharaj Nini, he immediately explained that this path of Bhagavad Dharma, that means pure devotion, Uttama Bhakti, as we have been hearing the past few days, Uttama Bhakti to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is the fearless method, and it cannot fail to give perfection. And Srila Gurudev also explained to us yesterday that in sadhana bhakti, in the path of devotional service, in practice, there is two types. There is the path of vaiti marg, that means following carefully the rules and regulations of shastra, with faith in the shastra. And then there is also the path called rag marg, or raga nuga bhakti. So Srila Gurudev is pointing out here that if someone is on the path of pure Rag Marg Bhakti and they have attained transcendental Bhav Bhakti, there is no possibility of their falling down from this path under any condition. And because of the spontaneous attraction to the divine service of Krishna, they gallop very quickly towards the ultimate goal of life. So that was explained by Kavi Rishi. And then Kavi Rishi began to explain how a conditioned soul who is captured in this material illusory world of Maya, how he may very easily come out of this illusory condition of life. So he explained the verse, Bhayam dvitiya vinivesha tasya ishada petasya viparyayo asmriti Tamayayato Buddha Abhajitam Vakyaikayesham Guru Devatatma. So in this verse, which is a very often quoted verse by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, the condition of illusion is explained. Why all of us, conditioned souls in this material world, why we have become overwhelmed by this powerful illusion of Maya, in which we are thinking that I am this temporary material body, and everything belonging to this temporary material body is mine. This is the illusion caused by Maya. So, Vayam Dutiya Abhinivesitasya Ishar Apetasya Viparyayo Asmriti. The problem of the conditioned soul is called forgetfulness, asmriti. He has forgotten, he has turned away from his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, forgetting that actually he is the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. And in that pure condition, he is able to understand at every moment that the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Advaita Gyan Paratattva. That means he is the non-dual Supreme Truth and Reality, and there is nothing else existing besides him. But in this material world, the living entities have become absorbed in duality, meaning that they are in illusion thinking that they are separate from Krishna, from Bhagavan. And they are thinking that they have an independent life, an independent existence from him. Therefore, they become absorbed in this temporary, illusory world of family attachment and so forth. And they forget their real relationship with him. So, as a result of this absorption in the vidya of Abhinivesita, completely absorbed in the duality of this world, now they become subjected to all of the fears and all of the worries and all of the anxieties of this world, summarized in the word payam. Payam means fear. The conditioned soul feels very, very fearful. At every moment, death is facing us, although we choose to ignore that fact. But everyone knows that I am going to die very soon or a little bit later. Every single one of us is going to die. So our existence within this world is constantly being threatened by non-existence, by death. And the conditioned soul, he fears this. Why? Because he sees that there is something separate from Krishna. So that illusory condition of fearfulness and vidya, duality, Ishad Petasya Viparyayo Asmriti, it becomes the opposite condition to his eternal, normal, and natural state, in which he is fully absorbed in love for the Supreme Lord. So, how can someone come out from this illusory condition? Here Kavi Rishi gives the solution to this problem. Tanmayayato buddha avajetam bhaktyaikayesham guru devatatma. Anyone can come out of Maya if he is intelligent enough that he will absorb himself in the process of ekanishtha bhakti, completely one-pointed bhakti to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. And here he's mentioning in particular bhaktyaikayesham guru devatatma. Here he is explaining that Sri Guru is the divine manifestation of Bhagavan himself in this world. He is called Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. He is the embodiment of the mercy of Bhagavan for all conditioned souls. So when Bhagavan manifests in this world, Sakshat Haritvena, he manifests direct manifestation in the form of Sri Guru. Then that is the most merciful, the most merciful gift coming from the Supreme Lord Himself, dispensation. So in this way, when the disciple accepts the merciful lotus feet of Sri Guru and takes full shelter there, Guru Pada Ashraya, when he accepts Sri Guru as his Guru Deva Tatma, his worshipable deity, and his very life and soul. Srila Gurudev has explained that we in this world are very much attached to our own self. if something dangerous happens around us, immediately begin to think, how can I save myself? How can I save those who are connected with me? We run here and there very quickly. Like last night, everybody began to think, oh, is my car parked in the field? It will get drowned. Oh, I have to move this. Oh, I have to run back home before it floods. So we are very attached to our own self, meaning our Atma. Because why? Because our Atma is the part and parcel of Sri Krishna. It is we are His eternal, superior potency, as Srila Gurudev beautifully explained last night. We are the Parashakti, coming from Tatastha Shakti of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. We are superior to this illusory Maya. So because our Atma is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore it is very dear to us. But actually Sri Krishna, He is the Atma of our Atma. He is the supreme, dearmost object of love of every Jiva soul. And when He comes in the form of Sri Guru to introduce Himself to us within this world of suffering, if we accept Him as the direct representative of Bhagavan Himself, and we worship Him as our worshipable Lord and our very life and soul, just like if we see Sri Guru coming into the room, our immediate feeling within our hearts will be, oh, here is entering my own Atma, my own self, my dearmost Sri Gurudev. So this is called Vishram Bena Guror Seva. Serving Sri Guru with intense affection and love, and understanding that He is more near and dear to me than my own self and even anyone connected with myself. And that is called Lokik Sambandhumat. When we see and feel that Sri Guru is more dear to me than any intimate family member, and we take Him deep within our hearts and worship His lotus feet and serve His manobishtam, His inner heart's desire, then this process is called Guru Bhaktyai Kayesham Guru Devatatma. And that is what Kavi Rishi has prescribed here, to follow this process of pure devotion and pure bhakti. It will be the solution to all of our problems, all of our fears, all of our worries within this world, all of our attachments within this world. They'll all be broken and shattered by this divine connection with pure devotion and love for Sri Gurudev. So that is the recommendation of Kavi Rishi.
এর বলতে পারবো শ্রীমান সুভদ্রাণী রথান্ন পাণি এবং প্রতাশপতি হয় না দুটাই সো হেটল দেহুট অর ভগবত ভক্তি টুয়ার্ড শ্রী কৃষ্ণ এই গুরু নিষ্ঠা সার্ভিং হিম without serving Guru and pleasing, without anugatya in the
guidance
of Gurudev, anyone in this whole world, a person like Brahma and Shankar also, they cannot have bhakti. So you should know these things. Without Guru serving, you cannot achieve bhakti. And if no bhakti, no liberation from this world, no Krishna Prem, nothing. Life in vain. So, what is Bhagavad Dharma? Krishna has told Himself, that is Bhagavad Dharma. We have told. Now, what to do in Bhagavad Dharma? Very easy, nothing so much. Shrimad Subhadrani Rathangapani जन्मानि कर्माणि च जानि लोके गीतानि नामानि तदर्थकानि गायन विलज्जो विजये दशंग एवं प्रतास्वप्रिय नाम कृत्य दूस टू श्लो यू शुड एक्सप्लेन
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Om Agyanati Mirandhasa
Bhakti-Parishanu Bhava. Can you? And after two shlokas,
Iti
Pachyutangri.
Oh,
you should do.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we have heard from Srila Gurudev that when Vasudeva Maharaj was doing fire sacrifice, Narada Rishi came down from heavenly planet, Vaikuntha planet, holding pin on his hand, and what is he? Sriman Narayana 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 Sriman Narayana Narayana Narayana. When he came, and Vasudeva Maharaj told, stop, no need to go fire sacrifice.
Why is try to explain this Eshlo?
Why? Because the result of fire sacrifice has come. Easy to get darshan of Bhagavan, but very hard to get darshan of his king and king.
This is so.
When we ask a question, then Narasi told as before,
second chapter,
same question to
second chapter, shloka number 42.
Now, secondly, how to maintain Bhagavad Dharma? It is very easy. They mention Srimad Bhagavatam, Srinnan Subhadrani Rathandokani, Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke, Gitani Namani Tadarthakani, Gayan Vilaje Vicharaya Sangha. Srinnan had to listen. From whom? From bona fide Gurudev and bona fide Vaishnavas. What have to listen? Srinnan Subhadrani. Subhadbhakta means auspicious. Subhadra means special. Auspicious in special way. That means everything is very auspicious. Subhadrani Rathanga Pani. Rathanga means the links of chariot. Means this. Rathanga Pani means Krishna. Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke. Incarnate in this world, what he did past times, we have to recite that. How? Oh, if I do so, what people will tell, what my parents will tell, what my children will think, what my friends will think. No. This Pilar Javo have to be completely silenced from that. What some will tell me. The Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke. When Krishna incarnate in this world, he took Himkar in jail of Kamsa Maharaj in 400 and so many ornaments, and same time he took bath from the womb of Mother Yashoda in Gokul Mahavan. And what happened about that, you know, how Vasudeva Maharaj took him to Gokul and what happened there. And Janmani Karmani, anyone not famous in this world by his birth, famous by his own activity. Because he mentioned in scripture, Kirti Yashasa Jivati. What he will do? Later on, he will remember by your action, by your activity. So karma, yes, I would have told about Chatushtaki Bhagavat. What karma? When Krishna incarnate in this world, when he was only 6 days old, what he did? He killed Putana. And Putana was an ordinary lady. She had 10,000 elephant power and she came to kill Krishna. What happened? Pukana Badhatini Rakshasi Dhyasana Jigamsa Vihare Sananta Tapa Sadhatim. What Pukana, what her qualification? Just like he wants to have a job, then he will fill up form. So when Kamsa Maharaj came to know from Duryadevi that his pillar has taken birth anywhere else, then he held a meeting. Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Chanumushi, all they are in the meeting. All are the flapping form. Putana, how many is Putana? Putana means put, na, Putana. Put means purity, na means na. We have no purity at all. And put means children, na means na. We have no children at all. Means, unless until mother has no children, destiny will not come down. Putana, Bhavadhatini. Now he is Kani. Not only that, Gita means is glorification, the song glorified to him. Like that we have heard, Paraja Vipine, Yamuna Pule, Mancha Manahara Samika Pule. Another one, Namami Nandanam, Nanam, Namami Nandanam. All of these. And Buddha talked so many times. Now, previous Acharyas were true. Of what you are doing, you can do. But in your doing working or brewing and cooking, anything you are doing, you have to chant Bhagavan's name. Like, Govinda Damo Dharamadhare Ji, Govinda Damo Dharamadhare Ji. So, Gita Namani. And this is Gita. Namani means holy name. Like Hare Krishna, Govinda Damo Dharamadhare Ji. Namantarakani, Gayan Vilajyo. Have to decide to us. We have to decide and give up our silence. That we have to do that. After that, the next one is telling, Evam Vrata Sapriya Nama Gita Jatanu Rago Tachitta Ucchai Hasat Kathoro Dilogdi Vyakun Mahatma Gita Diloga Vajja. Evam Vrata, we have to take this vow. What vow? Sapriya Nama Gita. Bhagavan has so many names. One is primary name, another secondary name. Which name? Related to creation. Like Jagadish, Yavasastra, Kata, Niyanta, all these secondary names. And primary name is related to Braj. Like Govinda, Damodar, Madhav, Krishna, Mukunda, Madhusudan, Samson, all these. Primary name. Among primary or primary is related to Gopis and Sasari Smoti Radhika. Like, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Rakatpate, Gopesa Gopikaranta, Radhakanta Namaskute. First, the devotee is chanting, trying to Krishna, or you are Krishna. You can approach everyone and give pleasure to everyone. Hey Krishna. Karuna Sindho, you are person of mercy. I am so fallen. Please bestow your mercy upon me. Dina Bandho, I am so fallen. And you are friend of the fallen soul. So please bestow your mercy upon me. Dina Bandho Jagatpate, you are maintainer of this whole world. I am also implied inside this world. So, we have to maintain me too. Jagatpate, go Besa. Still, devotee's heart is not fulfilled. He's telling, here go Besa. He's of go milkman. Still, he's not satisfied. Gopika Kanta, you are most beloved of gopis. Still, not completely satisfied. Then, Radha Kanta Namaste. You are Kanta of Radha, beloved, most beloved of Srimati Radha Thakurani. So, same way. The name of primary name is related to Radhi, Srimati Radhika, like Radha Kanta, Radha Vallabh, Radha Mohan, etc. So, even Prabhupada Priya Nama Krita, and what? And among these, which we have Adhika, according to us, what Adhika have to recite that name, and have to gradually go up and have to pick up in climax stage. Even Prabhupada Priya Nama Krita, Jatanu Rago, Dutajitta Ucchai. When we advance in Krishna consciousness, gradually, according to our constitutional form, our anuragam, affectionately increase towards some name, which Krishna's each and every name related with some pastimes, not only like our name. Why is name Madhav? Why Govinda? Why Madhusudan? Why Samsudan? Each and every name, that's one pastime. So, if you are officially increased towards that name, because it goes to Asat Tato, when devotee will be higher class, then sometimes he is laughing so much. Why is laughing? For he is not thinking he became crazy or became mad. Just like Guru has given an example. Once you look at Saipa, doing bhajan. And in his bhajan, he saw in trance that gopis every day picking flowers to make garden. But Krishna, wants to make some fun. Before gopis coming, he climbed up a tree in Kusum Sarovar in Govardhan, and by his Vishwambar rope, he pushed down one branch, make it very low. And that tree was reserved to Krishna, it was full of flowers. Srimati Radhika and other gopis are picking flowers. And Radhika saw one branch full of flowers, he went other side, and gopis all close by. The Radhika was sitting Krishna to lift the heart, then the first immediate let's think, go up. And Arjuna, oh, I'm dying and dying and falling from the tree. I'm falling from the branch. Oh, Arjuna, officer, come before me, catch me, save me. Krishna immediately come and hold Arjuna. Sing this Rupa Gosai began to laugh in his trance. So Hasan Tato rose with tea. And sometimes we think bitterly, why no one knows why? Like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just we have heard the kirtan, Varada Pipini Yamuna Kule. In that kirtan, Bhangala Rasa Radha Vihane, Bhakti Vinoda Paramahata Gane, Bhangala Rasa Radha Vihane. All Guru Gaurus, they are in the constitution of from their Manjali, they are serving Radhika. So when Radhika is separate from last hands, that's last hands broken, then Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, being in Sadhasari, oh, now great danger came, now no more chance. Began to eat. In the same way, the devotee is in higher state. What? Where is he of this separation? Of Radhika, they could not tolerate, began to eat. Asarpata Rosati, Roti. Sometimes being very bitterly. Like Krishna disappeared, then all came to the bank of Yamuna, and they are deciding, go be he, yesterday, heart from Sri Krishna Lotus Feet. Javite Jitam Janmana Raja, etc. Then they are lamenting so much they love that. Hasar Tato Roditi Roti, Gayatul Mahalo Pandit Tati Loga Pacha. The Krishna is not coming, then they are glorifying his name. Because Krishna told, Namun Tishthani Vai Kuthe Yami Naam Hida Enaja, Madhvapra Jatra Gayanti, Tatra Tishthani Arata. So Gopis Bhaktina go deep forest, that Krishna will go more deeper and deeper, it will be for difficult for him. So they are singing what? Tava katha amritam tatta jivanam kavi bhiritam karma savaram saranam naram simaratatam bhuvirinam tite bhuvirita jana. So they are singing like this. Gayati. How? Unu Gayati Unu Madhava Nishtati Loga Pacha. Have to sing like a mad person. Who is Vipati Gayati? Oh, he is very good person. He has good fortune. He is weeping, lamenting, rolling on ground, crying out for Krishna. He is very qualified Vipati. And general person they could not understand. How? Loga Pacha to forget what he will say. If you do so, if you can do so, then you can very rapidly advance in Krishna consciousness. So, which in Srimad Bhagavatam story in this book, the overall explanation, which are heard from Srila Gurudev, different time, if anything good will credit, go to Srila Gurudev, if anything bad, it is my imperfect and I could not catch up early. Hare Krishna. Panchara, Guru, Pashka, Vipra, Sindhu, Hare Vajra, Paritana, Pavane, Pohra,
this is called Bhagavad Dharma. Especially in Kali Yuga, himself Krishna in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari, he everywhere went with Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan. He used to weep bitterly in Kirtan. So, this is Bhagavad Dharma, Sankirtan. Like Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Binda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Very easy thing. No need of money. No need of concentrating mind. Nothing. Walking you can do this kirtan. In house, everywhere, cooking. Like gopis, they used to do. So we should try to do like that. This is Bhagavad Dharma. If you will do bhakti, bhakti pareshanu bhavo virakti anyatra chaistrik ek kala prapadyamanasya jathasnata sutusti pusti khudu payo nugasam. You should explain. When you will do bhakti, how you will know that, I am right? You will realize something that has been told in this shloka.
Agyanati Varanasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Nibiritam Yena Tasmae Sri Gurudeva Mancha Kalpadarubhyasya Vipassindu Bhairakya Patitanam Pavanipyo Vaishnavipyo Namo Namah. Sri Gurudev has ordered me to speak on this very important shloka in 11th canto, spoken by one of the nine Gandharvas, Adi, to Kinmeni Maharaj. First of all, I want to express how we've come here under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. We have arrived here in Ulambar. Yesterday we were at the showgrounds, now we have come to this wonderful place. How fortunate we are to hear from the lotus mouth of Sri Gurudev how to engage in this process of bhakti and pursue our eternal welfare. We are very, very fortunate. The shloka bhakti parai sanubhavo viraktir anyatra taisha prikateka kala prapatya manashriya dasnidashyus tushti pushti sut apayo nukarsham. Here, Abhi, one of the nine yoganas describes, this is the process, how you can easily realize whether we are progressing in bhakti or whether we are stagnating anywhere. He compares the process of bhakti to produce three effects or three results, three areas in which we can measure whether we are really practicing bhakti or not. If our aim is to satisfy Sri Krishna, we have heard yesterday, today, without taking shelter of proper guidance, under the lotus feet of Sadguru, we are in illusion. We cannot make any progress. Tasmat guru prapadyeta
If we realize what is our deplorable condition, without any good association, even with good association, we are not able to concentrate on the beauty of the process of bhakti. That process of bhakti, it will be experienced as described here, three things. We will enjoy practicing devotional service. We will realize our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the third effect, or the third result, we will feel detachment from anything which has no relationship with Krishna. Meaning, things which we want for our own sense gratification. And we will not renounce this world. Everything in this world has a relationship with Krishna, but how to properly relate it with Krishna, this comes when we realize what is our relationship with Krishna. And this will only take place when we hear and take complete shelter of the lotus feet of Sadhguru. These three wonderful qualities, being fully absorbed in devotional services, realizing one's relationship with Sri Krishna, being detached from anything that has no relationship with Krishna, meaning not having any personal interest for enjoying this material body, mental, subtle and gross. This is personified in the personality of Sadhguru. How fortunate we are that we have this association. Bhakti, manifest by associating with those who have bhakti. We will get the proper vision and the proper interest in bhakti only when we associate with those who have bhakti. If we make that a habit in our life, there is no doubt bhakti will manifest in our heart. This is the great gift and treasure which is available in this world. By sadhu sangha only can we make progress in our own devotion, realizing who we really are, what is our relationship with Krishna, and automatically detachment will come. If we practice bhakti and we are still interested in so many things in this world for our own sense gratification, then something is wrong. Then we should make a plan, be in association of Sadhguru, be in association of advanced devotees. Then all these bad things will leave our heart. There is no other process. So here it is described, just as someone is absorbed in eating. Yeah, you all have that experience. When you have a big plate of prasadam in front of you, with so many delicious preparations. Yesterday evening, even if it was Ekadasi, the day before, here the cooks are doing such a wonderful service. Sahadev Prabhu and his team, they are preparing very delicious preparations. So it is described that if you have a plate of very wonderful preparations in front of you, and hunger is there, then you have no interest in anything else. Whatever happens around you, you don't see, you're fully absorbed, isn't it? Eating those nice preparations. What happens? You'll feel pleasure in eating. Moreover, strength will come, nourishment will come to the body. Intelligence, everything. And we will lose our hunger. These three things, they manifest automatically. So for someone who has some attraction to engage in devotional services, he will see it as a big feast. He will see everywhere opportunities how to engage in devotional services. So this is Sadhguru. He is, wherever he comes, he engages everyone. Everything which he sees in Krishna's devotional service. And we are very fortunate if Gurudev somehow has some interest in us. If he glances towards us and recognizes us and tells us, come on, Oh Gurudev, I'm suffering so much. Oh, don't worry, I have solution. Are you ready?
Yes, Gurudev. Do everything for Krishna. If you don't know who's Krishna, no harm. Do everything for me. Do everything for Gurudev. Yeah? If we center our life around Sri Guru, how happy we will become. And how we have no time for anything else. Even if we have so many material desires, no time. Why? Because Gurudev is 100% engaged in the activities of bhakti. And he will engage everyone who is near him. Yes, 100%. We have no time to do anything else. Always engaged in devotional services. So then automatically, pleasure comes. And we are happy. Yeah, like Gurudev is telling, we are traveling the whole world. Why? Why do you travel the whole world? To have a lot of happiness, Gurudev said. I want to have a lot of fun. Yeah? When we traveled, we started traveling in 1996. My experience, I was a dried up, you know, I used a shuttle. Yeah? I didn't know what was happiness. Like Gurudev said, we're going to go around the world. And we're going to do four things. Everywhere we go, I want to go to the places where Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had put his lotus feet. Yeah? And I want to take the dust and smear it upon my head. Why? Yeah? How Gurudev is honoring Vaishnavas. Yeah? I never knew this thing. Then Gurudev said, wherever we go, whoever is there, all Vaishnavas you will respect properly. And moreover, those who have lost their inspiration, who have become weak, we will go there and encourage them to again become happy and 100% engaged in devotional activities. And the fourth thing, we will have a lot of fun. Yeah? And I tell you, it's been a wonderful journey so far. Gurudev saw, when one of us in Gurudev saw me smiling for the first time, they said, look, he's smiling. Yeah? They're very happy. So now, the more we engage, yeah, in these activities, stay near those who have this bhakti parisana, parisana bhavopi raktir. We don't have that. Yeah? We are conditioned souls, bhadajiv. But stay near those who have those wonderful qualities. Something will reflect on us. As Gurudev says, if you go near something which is full with oil or tar, if you go near it, again and again, something will rub off on your cloth or your skin. Yeah? So this is the only hope for the living entity. To be near those who can give us that thing which we are hankering for so many lifetimes. This is bhakti. How fortunate we are. So I want to stop my presentation here. And again, I hope that we'll all with fixed attention. For the coming days, we will hear from Sri Gurudev's notes about how we can benefit, become happy, realize something of our relationship with Krishna, hear the proper information, some Bhagavad-gyan, who we are, who is Krishna, what is his world. We are here just very temporary residents, yeah? Refugees always, Gurudev calls it, of this world. And by understanding who we really are, what is our relationship with Krishna, what is the spiritual world, where is our real happiness, very easy we can progress in the path of bhakti.
Thank you.
One check out for the
in this world, we see a sky, air, water, this earth, so many grahana chhatra,
stars
and constellations, so many trees, so many persons, so many all things. Everywhere a devotee sees Krishna, he remembers Krishna, he sees tree. But not tree, inside tree. A Bhagavat will see you, but not your body. What he will see?
Krishna is there.
Krishna is there and soul is serving him. Not outwardly anything. Oh, he is Bhagavat. we should try to see like that. Do pranam to all, because Krishna is everywhere. Be very sweet, do very sweet behavior to all. Even don't joke so much excess. Joke is like, oh, if that person to whom you are joking, he is happy, then he will laugh also. So doing pranam to all, especially, further he will tell how to deal with Vaishnavas. So if they will do like so, what am I doing? To please Krishna and Guru. Then, gradually, at a time, as we take a
Mahaprasad. One bite of Mahaprasad.
Mahaprasad or anything, our stomach gradually begins to fulfill. Some satisfaction action coming. And now I will not take. And when we will take full, then, oh, I don't want to take anything. Similarly, when you are doing bhakti, oh, you will realize that I am happy. Will realize Krishna. All thoughts will come. Gradually, prema bhakti will come. And then totally you will be detached from the whole world. No attachment to wealth, reputation, wife, sister, daughter, husband. And then we will evam pratashva priya nama kritya, singing the glories of Krishna and Radhika everywhere. Without shame, without attachment, they will go everywhere. So, now again, Nemi Maharaj asked, oh, I'm very happy to hear all these things. Now I want to know the symptom of these Bhagavats or Bhavs. How they speak, how they walk, what they think, all these things I want to know. Then he began to do. Sarvudesu jah pashat bhagavat bhavat atmana bhutani bhagavat tatmayam nesu bhagavat uttama. Damodar Maharaj, can you remember very shortly,
in brief,
3 shlokas.
Guruve Gaur Chandra Radhika Tadare Krishna Krishna Bhakta Tadabhakta Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer obeisances to Sri Gurudev, Sri Chidanis, Vaishnavasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, Sundini Maharajas, asking from the Nadi Yogendras, because we've just heard the glories of Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is the only means to achieve liberation from this world, the only means to achieve Krishna. Therefore, Sri Nini Maharaj asks, please describe the characteristics and the different grades of Vaishnavas. Therefore, the Nadi Yogendras, they describe 3 types of Vaishnavas. First, they describe the Uttam Vaishnav, then the Madhyama Vaishnav, then the Kanishtha Vaishnav. So very quickly, describing the glories of the Uttam Vaishnav. Because if we know first what is Uttam Vaishnav, Gurudev says just like, if we know what is Bhakti, automatically we know what is not Bhakti. So in the first way, if we can understand who is Uttam Vaishnav, then we can understand what is our own situation, what is the situation of everyone else. Therefore, Sarva Bhuta Suryaya Vyapasya Bhagavat Pavanatmana Bhutani Bhagavati Atmana Saesa Bhagavat Uttama. So Bhagavat Pavanatmana, the pure Vaishnav called the Uttamadikari, who is situated on the topmost platform of devotional service, Bhagavad Bhava Matmanaha. So, I've heard from Sri Gurudev, this can have several meanings. For example, Bhagavad Bhava Matmanaha, like the gopis, when we hear from Sukadeva Goswami, the Venuki, then the gopis are saying, Danya Samamuda Adeo Apiharina Eta. How fortunate are the deer, they are serving Krishna. How fortunate are the clouds, how fortunate are even the rivers. How fortunate are the birds and beasts, even the Pulindis, even Govardhan. Actually, the gopis are millions of times in all of these. But the gopis are seeing their own mood situated in the hearts of all. Bhagavad Bhavam Atmana. Or another meaning is that, like Sri Gurudev said, the Mahabhagavat, everywhere, sarva-bhutani yapasyat Bhagavat Bhavam Atmanaha. In every living entity, everything I see, there only see one thing. What is that? Sri Krishna. Inside Bhutani, Bhagavati, Atmana, inside each Atma they see only Bhagavan. And inside Bhagavan they see everything. Therefore, everything related only with Sri Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's also mentioned Sarva Janga Nadeki Charamurti. The pure devotee, when he sees moving and non-moving entities, he never sees their external form, only everywhere he sees Shalom Jivangalarikam Netam Prakasham, threefold bending form of Krishna. So that is the vision of the Mahabhagavat. So we're probably thinking, well, I don't have that vision, so we're probably coming in the second grade, if we're lucky. That is the platform of Madhyamadikari. Madhyamadikari, they have the syndrome. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described in Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita, they have very strong faith, but they're not very expert in logic and argument. They may be defeated, but their faith is very, very strong. The pure devotee, because he sees everywhere, everyone is related to Sri Krishna, he sees Sri Krishna in everything, never, he never makes discrimination between who is low and who is high. He only sees his worshipful deity everywhere. But the Madhyamadikari, he cannot act on that platform. And if he tries to act on that platform artificially, they will fall down. Therefore, the symptom that Madhyamadikari has four types of dealings with persons in this world. Iswari Tadabhinishu Balasesi Dudapticha Nantat Premamaiti Kupopeksha Yakurovi Samadhyamaha. The Madhyamadikari has four types of dealing. Iswari Tadabhinishu. He has Prem towards the Supreme Lord. He has friendly dealings with those who are situated. He has friendly dealings with those who are on the same platform as him. Those who are more exalted than him, they perform seva. And those who are less than him, they give mercy. And those who are envious or avaishnavas, then kripopeksha. They are neglected. So these are the four dealings of a Madhyamadikari. If we can come to the stage of Madhyamadikari in this lifetime, then we are very, very fortunate. Srila Gokama said, actually, all fall down comes from the platform of Madhyamadikari, because Kineshadikari is already somewhat in a fallen state. So if we haven't come in the second category, then we're probably looking towards the third category, that is the platform of Kanishta. It's easy to remember, like this is called Kanishta, the small finger. They are situated on the lowest platform of devotional service, but those persons are also very fortunate. Achameva Hariya Pujaya Suryata Natat Bhakta Suchanyasu Yalpa Savakta. Krishna said, that devotee who has great faith in the worship of the deity, because on day and night they can ding their bells and offer aarti, they have so much faith in the worship of the deity, but Natat Bhakta Suchanyasu, they cannot understand the importance of Vaishnava, nor can they discriminate between the different grades of devotees, not Chanyasu, and they cannot deal nicely even with the ordinary persons. Therefore, they have great faith in Bhagavan, but they cannot respect the Vaishnavas, they cannot respect ordinary persons. So these are the three types of devotees. And after Sri Kavi Rishi, if I'm not mistaken, he describes maybe 10, 15 verses again, this stage of the Mahabhagavat, in whose heart even the sprout of desire for enjoyment in this material world now never comes. Na kama karma na abhyani. He never has even a sprout of desire for karma or performance of self-seeking material enjoyment. That even that scent never even appears in their mind. That person is always equanimous in all stages. He is never disturbed. That is the Mahabhagavat. So therefore, to understand who is that guru who should be Devatmana, who should be Ishadeva Atma, The Navigators have described maybe 15 verses describing their characteristics quite clearly. So if we're lucky, we should always... Some people think we should not discriminate between different types of Vaishnavas, but Rupa Goswami says you must discriminate. If you cannot discriminate, you will fall down. Otherwise, you'll make the horrendous mistake of choosing a low-class devotee as a Mahabhagavat, or you'll make a horrendous mistake of thinking that a Mahabhagavat is on the lowest platform of devotional service, then you'll criticize him. So either way, your bhakti will be completely destroyed. Go open and be.
Now, in simple way, if one time, he has taken the name of Krishna, Govinda, Ram, any name, you should know him, Vaishnav, Kanishtha. Those who are taking always Hare Krishna, day and night, they are Madhyam Bhagavat. And to whom we see and inspired to chant Hare Krishna by seeing, oh, he is Uttam Bhagavat. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. Also, he has told that those who only do archan, they don't give honor to Vaishnavas. They don't recognize who is Madhyam, who is Uttam, who is Kanishtha. But he is a void of Mayabad, not Mayabadi. Oh, we should consider him as a Vaishnava. And we should do pranam by
mind,
not by
body.
And really those who have taken diksha and they know something tattva, but not perfect, but their bhakti shraddha is very, very
strong.
You should know Madhyam Adhikari. And those who have given up to criticize anyone, nothing to criticize, totally detached from this world, always
thinking,
always meditating the sweet pastimes of Krishna, oh, you should know he is Param Bhagavat. We should serve him by our whole life. Then this is the Bhagavat Dharma. Also, if like so many calamity and sufferings are coming, but he don't disturb. Tate nukampam susumikshamano bhunja evatmakitam vipakam vidadhan navaste jivet jah mukti pade. Always remember you all. If any suffering coming, you should know that suffering coming and also happiness will come. You should know the mercy of Krishna. So don't be disturbed. Always doing pranam to Krishna, to Mahabhagavat. If you will be that, not by disturbing. Tolerate it. That I have done in past so many bad activities. By the mercy, these are coming. Oh, he will be the Uttaradhikari.
Inheritant of bhakti.
He must
Of Krishna Prem. Very soon, bhakti will come. Also in Gita has been told. Manyache. Dukheshu anu digna mana.
Sukheshu
bigat ispriha. Bitarag bhai krodha sthiti muni ruchi uchyate. What? Dukheshu anu digna. If sufferings are coming, not disturb at all. Suffering are coming, and after that happiness will come. No harm. This is the mercy of Krishna. टॉल रहे दुखेशु अनु दिख मना सुखेशु विगत डोंट वांट हैप्पीनेस इफ हैप्पीनेस देयर इट कम इटसेल्फ सो स्थित धैर्य मुनि उच्यते वीतराग भय क्रोध गेटिंग अप एंगर अटैचमेंट ऑलवेज रिमेंबरिंग कृष्ण ओ ही इज मुनि ही इज प्योर भक्त सो यू शुड ट्राई टू डू थिंक लाइक दैट इफ एनी सफरिंग कमिंग डोंट बी वरी फॉर दैट रिमेंबर कृष्ण इफ a very wealthy person loses his all property oh he should be happy that oh I was engaged in this now I will have so much time to remember krishna so hare krishna if whole wealth of the whole world comes nothing he engaged in what in very bhakti work constructions of temples book distribution book publications and so many things are there feeding of Vaishnav all these things so in any way he will not be disturbed or he will not be too much happy having worldly things oh they are Vaishnav really Mahabhagavat once then king asked prabhu I want to know what is maya why we are thinking that I am this body oh they are all mine then he became very happy and began to tell what is maya this is a power of krishna power of krishna that is maya there are two jog maya and mahamaya what is going on by what power krishna create this world support this world and demolish this world this is maya though we are not this body this is a bag of urine stole blood and so many things but still we are thinking that oh we are body this is maya all are mine no one is mine husband krishna is only husband these husbands they will himself die how they can protect you so really pati means
palan karne wale
to
maintainer
and
to protector
really they cannot protect and really oh these are not wives our wives these are souls all maid servant and servant of krishna don't think mine but do pranam to all knowing that all are maid servant of krishna so this is maya we see all these things in this world what they are not immortal they are all mortal they are due to maya oh so many species of life we see all kinds of trees creepers man demigods all oh it is created by maya so you know should maya only by he is telling how a man can
get rid of this maya
tasmat gurum prapadyeta first he should know कर्मणि आरोहमानानां दुःखत्तै सुखाय च पश्येत् पाप विपज्जासं मिथुनीचारिणां गृहम् फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग ऑफ क्रिएशन वी वांट टू बी हैप्पी व्हाटएवर वी डू to get rid of sufferings and to be happy. But anyone from the beginning of the
creation,
no one is happy. Only bhakts are happy. Besides them, no one is happy. Oh, now you know, science has so much
advanced.
Computer science has come. We can see cricket here, which is going on in Australia, anywhere else. Somewhere, oh, President of America is speaking. You can see, and what he is speaking, you can see. Whole world has come in a
box. In the palm of your hand.
But anyone is not happy. Medical science has so much improved. If your
brain
is the devil take your brain and monkey keep brain. The brain of monkey here also. If your heart monkey. Then any other's heart they will add. But even no one is happy. How can then be happy? Oh, then he didn't do it. Nityatidena bittena. Oh, you are whole life collecting money. Why? Will you take that money? Will you take a single paisa with you at the time of
death?
Nothing. Nityatidena bittena. If so much wealth is there, or so many enemy will come to take your money. Your relative will anyhow will take your money. All will take your money. And if that money is there, then if you are in India, very soon they will shoot you and take your wealth. And if no money, even unhappy. So, collecting good houses, good cars, good all these things, by that money, oh, they will not make you happy. Valli tasmad gurum papaddeit jigyasu sreyautamam. If you want to be happy, oh, you must do bhakti. And bhakti will come from a realized soul who can remove your all doubt. He is practicing bhakti yoga. He has some realization of Krishna. And he detached from worldly things. Serve him, please him. And then he will tell you the process of bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti first he will tell. And after that, Raganuga Bhakti. And then, more he will tell. And thus, by practicing Bhakti Yoga, you will be liberated from this world. And you will have Krishna Prem. Your life will be successful. Gaur Premanande.